The scripture for this morning is Matthew chapter 24, verses 42 through 44, and it's on the front page of the bulletin. Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not think he will.
Good morning, church. Thank you. The title of this sermon this morning is, Are You Ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? I knew a Christian man who in the recent past was working an extremely hectic schedule. He had stretched himself too thin, working two full-time jobs and going to school. This was all in pursuit of goals which were important to him. He was not focusing on some of the more important things of life, like sleep, prayer, study of God's word, as well as his family. One day, about a year ago, while working one of two eight-hour job shifts for the day, he began to feel very dizzy. He tried to work through it, but after 5 hours, he went to management to request permission to go home. The conversation went like this. I need to go home. I am not feeling well. I feel very dizzy. What management heard was something incomprehensible, a rambling. The worker did not understand why the manager was looking at him like he was speaking a foreign language. In fact, the worker was rather frustrated, thinking his manager could not hear well. Within an hour, this man would be in an ambulance and headed to the hospital to be treated for a mini stroke. It was on that bed, with the doctors telling him he needs to back off, that this man began to reflect. He received a checkup call from his preacher shortly after that. After about 10 minutes of encouragement, his preacher asked him, "Are you ready for the judgment day?" This caused the Christian man deep reflection about how he had not taken the time for God the way he needed to. Right then, the man made a commitment to change the lifestyle and put God's kingdom first and his own second. I know this story well, for the man is me. The question Doug Hamilton asked me, "Are you ready for the judgment day?" is one that has not left my thoughts since that moment. It is a topic I want to share with you today. Let me ask you all, are you ready for the judgment day? I determined to create a good balance in my life. I am still working at it, but this is what I determined thus far. More me time. As I ran from job to job, more sleep. As I ran from job to job, I didn't think about rest until I couldn't run anymore. The employers for whom I worked were located across the street from one another. That gave me a window of 3.5 hours to rest, lay my head down in the backseat of my car. Now I get 5 hours of sleep, but that's difficult, because my mind is always running. Now, laying in the back of my car, I'm thinking to myself, I ain't eating right. So my diet wasn't right. So I turn around and race to one of the local fast food restaurants where they offered buy one hamburger for $1, you get the second one free, and a small bag of fries for 59 cents. What do? I took the bait, hook, line, and sinker. I had consumed so much sodium, coupled with lack of rest. I'm surprised I'm here with you today. Now I eat fresh fruit, vegetables, and baked meats. There's also more exercise. Well, the only thing I can think about exercise is the fact that I was on my feet 18 hours a day, 4 days a week. My feet, the sensation of my feet, had me walking like this. It burned so badly. I just couldn't walk like any other person like this. It was just messing me up. So if my feet could speak, they would scream. It's been about 4 years since I've been to the gym to work out on a routine basis. I understand that my visits should be at least 3 days a week with 30 to 45 minutes per session. However, I'm only getting 2 days. I figure something is better than nothing. More family time. More patience with the family. Without proper rest, patience for family members or anyone else for that matter was at a minimum. It seemed like you forget to accept people for who they are. The slightest idiosyncrasies might as well have been a mountain. However, I know that through prayer and the grace of God, all mountains can be conquered. I'd like to add, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2 and 3, Paul said, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." And with that patience, I saw that my daughter looked at me and my wife, and she saw how we lived. And we didn't know that she wanted to follow Christ. So one particular day, it was my daughter, myself, and Doug Hamilton had lunch at a local restaurant to discuss what it means to follow Christ. Before we had a chance to get settled in, Marissa said, "Okay, I know I am to believe and to be baptized for the forgiveness of my sins. Okay, I'm ready." And so we're looking at one another trying to figure out, okay, she's been reading, she's been watching. And so now I ask myself, who is she really following? Who actually led her to Christ? It's you. She watches you. More God time. More study. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, "Do your best to present yourself to God." Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. Prayer. In Luke chapter 18, verse 1. "Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up." And finally, more trust that God will work it out in the end. It says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 11, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" In closing, reading from Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. "And he told them a parable, saying, the land of a rich man was very productive. And he began reasoning to himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops? Then he said, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for years to come. Take ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your soul is required of you. And now, who will own what you have prepared? So is the man who stores up treasure for himself and not rich towards God. If there's anyone out there that needs the prayers to the church or would like to be added to the church, would you please come forward as we stand and sing?